Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, breaking news. Donald Trump just got done speaking in Des Moines, Iowa, only hours after passing that monstrosity of a bill. And I've never seen anything like it. Honestly, I was supposed to be done recording for the night. I was about to go out and grab drinks with contributor Chris so we can enjoy the 4th of July tomorrow, but I can't be done. We can't stop now. I have to punch back against the insane slew of lies told by Donald Trump in Des Moines. You know, I was actually going to go to Des Moines and debate his supporters one-on-one, but I decided to stay back and cover the bill as the process unfolded, and I'm glad I did because holy shit, the lies that Donald Trump tells throughout this video are insane. We have no time to waste, so let's start off with this one where he talks about the wealth inheritance tax being eradicated in this bill. And as you watch this clip, you begin to realize that the reason why Donald Trump wants this wealth tax eradicated so bad is because that's how he got rich, solely how he got rich, and that's how all of his kids have gotten rich and will continue to get rich. But the sad reality is the wealth inheritance tax only increases wealth inequality in the United States across races, across demographics. I mean, just think about this. White people in America built wealth for years before Black Americans were able to because Black people were enslaved. Because of that, white people got to pass down wealth and property and businesses generation after generation and build this unequal amount of wealth. Now, if Trump is removing the wealth inheritance tax, white people will continue to disproportionately build wealth rather than redistributing a slight bit of it into the system and helping people. Take a listen to this clip.
Forget about what I said. Not going to help. But if you love them or if you love somebody that you're leaving it to, think of that. No death tax, no estate tax, no going to the banks and borrowing from, in some cases, a fine banker. And in some cases, Shylocks and bad people. But they took away a lot of family. They destroyed a lot of families. But we did the opposite. So just remember, to me, it's so important. And it was mostly important.
Shylock. The meaning of a Shylock is someone who lends money at an excessive rate. And it's sometimes synonymous with a Venetian Jewish moneylender. I had to look that up. It seems a little bit odd. It seems a little bit of a random thing to pull out of your left pocket. But overall, the wealth inheritance tax will only increase the rich getting richer. This next one gets even weirder. Donald Trump has been saying lately that even though he wants to deport immigrants en masse, they claim the criminals only, but they've been deporting only 8% of people with criminal records. The other 92% are people picked up at nail salons, at work sites, sometimes at elementary schools. But Trump has been saying this weird thing on immigration, saying, we're going to let the farmers keep some of their best workers. Okay, just to back up for 1 second. Think about Donald Trump's rise to power in politics. It was saying that Barack Obama wasn't born in America. He was born in Africa because he's Black. Donald Trump has since then had these insane racial undertones, not even undertones, just racially provocative speech about immigrants. Now he's trying to remove the wealth inheritance tax, which helps white people disproportionately. Then right after that, he says that farmers can keep certain workers and the rest will be deported, likely without due process, or rounded up into alligator Alcatraz. These are actual concentration camps, y'all. This is Trump genuinely saying farmers can keep their best workers even if they're not here legally. That means they won't have the rights in Trump's mind. It's just all insane. Take a listen to this clip and make sure you drop a like on the video below to help boost the message. Naturally, YouTube promotes a lot of right-wing content and we are fighting an uphill battle to punch back. So drop a like below and check this out.
While the illegal aliens lost 340,000, and we don't want bad for them, but look, we have a country to run and...
We don't want bad for them, but we have a country to run. Why is he so dumb? But also, you do want bad for them, clearly. Kilmer Armando Obrego-Garcia was tortured against a withholding order of removal and against all human morality.
We want to have him come in and we want to have him help our farmers. You know, you probably saw I got myself into a little trouble because I said, I don't want to take people away from the farmers. And we're going to do something I think that's going to be good because we want all the criminals out. Everybody agrees that we're finding the criminals, the murderers, the drug dealers. We're getting them the hell out of here. But the farmers, some of the farmers, many of you sitting right here, I have four friends right in the fifth row. But some of the farmers, you know, they've had people working for them for years. And we're going to do something. We're working with Christie, and we're going to do something that we're going to sort of put the farmers in charge. And if somebody, if a farmer's been with one of these people that works so hard, they bend over all day. We don't have too many people can do that, but they work very hard and they know them very well. And some of the farmers are literally, just, you know, they cry when they see this happen. If a farmer's willing to vouch for these people, in some way, Christie, I think we're going to have to just say that's going to be good, right? You know, we're going to be good with it.
You realize, okay, Trump is straight up describing slavery right there. When he says that farmers will be able to keep undocumented people and work them because they like them, meanwhile, everybody else will be essentially rounded up and deported. What the hell? How is MAGA not picking up on this? I mean, honestly, they probably are picking up on it, and they like it. I'm going to quote tweet this right now and say, AKA slavery. You know, in this next clip, Trump begins to recall to his crowd what the war with Iran was like. After pulling us into an unnecessary war, putting U.S. troops at risk, after saying you'd be the no new wars guy, and all wars, actually, the crowd cheers at this and laughs at this, but he just says this in the most infantile, dumb way possible. I'm sorry to use words like dumb, because there's probably better words I could use. It's infantile, it's juvenile, it's unsophisticated, and it's dumb. It's pretty damn dumb. I want you to listen closely to this clip of Donald Trump bragging about the fact that he coordinated with Iran regarding their strikes on U.S. bases in Qatar. He coordinated with them, and he's bragging about it in a dumb way.
And you saw that just the other day where the missiles are being shot down one after another. You know, they called me to tell me they have to take a shot at us. This was Iran, very respectful. That means they respect us.
Very respectful?
Because we dropped 14 bombs. They said, we'd like to take 14 shots at you. I said, go ahead, I understand. They said, where they'd do it. I said, good, we emptied out the fort. It was a beautiful military base in Qatar, who treated us really fantastically well. And they said, sir, 1 o'clock, okay. I said, it's fine. We could make it later. And we had nobody but four gunners. We had four, they call them gunners, and they shoot the Patriots. They shoot the missiles up. It's hard to believe.
And if we couldn't intercept a few of the missiles and they got through, what would have happened then? How would you have blamed that on Biden is my question. Donald Trump in this next clip says we were laughed at all over the world a year ago. Yeah. You guys remember when the Danish queen literally made fun of Trump just a week or two back at the NATO summit and made fun of the way his lips purse? Literally, they laugh at his face. Yeah.
But just a few months ago, our country was cold as ice. We were laughed at all over the world. We were laughed at. Think of it. A year ago, we were laughed at. We were a bunch of clowns. They were laughing at our president. They were laughing at everything having to do with our country.
When you say we were a bunch of clowns and you say the word we, do you mean you and your base? Is that the we?
I was in Saudi Arabia. I was in Qatar. I was in UAE. Great leaders, strong, powerful, very rich leaders too, by the way. But great leaders, very smart people. And they said to me, the king of Saudi Arabia, but the three said the same thing essentially. They said, you know, a year ago, we thought your country was finished. We thought it was dead.
Nobody thought our country was dead a year ago. Our economy was the fastest recovering in the world after COVID. We led the world and got NATO back together, froze Vladimir Putin out of the order, and led the order on getting arms to Ukraine. Over and over, we led the world until Trump got into office. And I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos we make and you want to join this network that we are building, you can subscribe below. We have a Reddit. We have a newsletter below at adammockler.com. We have Instagram, Twitter, wherever you are, I'm there. Follow me on Reddit. Follow me everywhere. Check it out. I love you guys and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.